Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're constantly saying yes to everything, even when you're exhausted and overextended? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Building healthy boundaries. Think of it as your personal superpower, the ability to protect your time, energy, and well-being. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a bit rigid, doesn't it? Trust me, they're not about being cold or distant. It's all about creating space for yourself, so you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. And let me tell you, that's a recipe for a happier, more fulfilling existence. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you master the art of boundaries. 1. Identify your needs. This is like figuring out what ingredients make your happiness smoothie taste just right. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What drains your energy? What brings you joy? What values do you want to prioritize? Once you know your needs, you can start setting boundaries that protect them. 2. Learn to say no. I know. Saying no can feel like walking a tightrope. But remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. You have the right to decline requests that don't align with your needs or priorities. Practice those polite but firm declinations. You got this. 3. Communicate clearly. Vague boundaries are like fences with holes in them. They don't really offer much protection. Be direct and honest about your limits. Let people know what you're comfortable with and what you're not. 4. Don't overexplain yourself. You don't owe anyone a detailed justification for setting boundaries. A simple, "Thank you for the offer, but I'm unable to commit right now," is usually enough. Remember, your time and energy are valuable. 5. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing. They require ongoing maintenance. Stick to your limits even when it's tough. The more consistent you are, the stronger those boundaries become. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Ever felt like you were constantly putting other people's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, barely keeping your head above water, and wondering where your time and energy went? That's a classic sign of blurred boundaries. Imagine this. You have a friend who calls every day to vent about their problems, even though it leaves you feeling drained. You agree to help them move furniture on a Saturday, even though you promised yourself some much-needed relaxation. You find yourself constantly checking emails and responding to messages, even during your precious downtime. These are all examples of boundary violations, saying yes when you really want to say no, allowing others to take up more space in your life than is healthy. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a hermit and shut everyone out. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can be supportive and generous while still honoring your own needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car without asking first, right? Boundaries are just as important in your personal life. So, remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating a life that is both fulfilling and sustainable. You deserve to feel empowered, respected, and energized. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic happen. Keep in mind, folks, building healthy boundaries is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and practice. But trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. You'll feel more confident, less stressed, and ultimately happier with your life. Remember, know your needs. What drains you? What energizes you? Say no without guilt. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Communicate clearly. Be direct and honest about your limits. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time events, they require ongoing maintenance. I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries that you're working on setting in your own life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive together. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.